Hey, my name's Leanne Toohey. My kids go to Wingate. You said you were going to the gym. School gym's closed. Why were you going to the gym? Big Mike, why were you going to the gym?
Because it's warm.
Do you have any place to stay tonight? Don't you dare lie to me.
Seen that look many times. She's about to get her way.
Come on.
That's a clip from The Blind Side. Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for her role in that film, loosely based on the life of Leanne Toohey, a Southern woman from Tennessee who adopted Michael Oher, who is now playing in the Super Bowl on Sunday, his second Super Bowl. He already won a ring with the Ravens. He's playing for the Panthers this weekend. Some say it might be his, you know, one of his best years. I mean, he's really playing well. She's so emotional. She's got a new book out to talk about just the positive things that have happened to her and giving back, which I think is a beautiful story. We're also, she's going to be here in just a couple minutes. We're also going to have Mahoney's here. Super Bowl party and Wing Fest is coming up for them. They want you to be a part of that, and they're going to introduce us to some of the things they'll be serving up coming up. And then Jared Payton is going to be here. He's in San Francisco. He has participated in the Walter Payton, his late great father, Walter Payton, the Man of the Year award that is awarded during the Super Bowl every year. And he's also going to just kind of update us on all the preps around San Francisco. Maybe he's had some of that gold-leafed sausage or something. Or
would he admit it is the question if we ask him. We should
ask
him.
We'll
ask
him.
And get a pick from him. I mean, he's on the ground there. He knows. He's been around. Knows his football. I'd like to get a pick from Jared and see what team's going to win.
Yeah, I would. I heard on the Bill and Wendy show everyone was picking the Panthers, but we'll see who Jared Payton picks. Right now, though, we're so happy to have with us Leanne Toohey. Thanks for checking in with us, Leanne. I saw you doing the rounds of the morning shows this morning, and it's great to have you. How proud are you to see that your son is playing in another Super Bowl, and you know, just the accomplishments that he's done in his life.
Well, extremely proud. I mean, you know, as a parent, I don't care if your kids win the spelling bee or get their driver's license, you're proud of them. So This is just another one of those accomplishments that you kind of want to put down in their keepsake book. But it's very exciting because the Super Bowl is kind of one of those over-the-top events. And so you just kind of out here, we're soaking it all in and, you know, all blinged up and face painted. And, you know, we're just going with the crowd, which is a really, you know, fun, festive, high energy group out here.
What's everybody wearing? What do you mean bling? You got some like bedazzles on your jerseys or something?
Oh, absolutely. I've got this great bling lady named Leah Miller, and she just has me looking like a, you know, comet. I mean, I'm just shiny and sparkly and leave a little fairy pixie dust trail behind me wherever I go. That's kind of who I am anyway. I'm all about little blingy stuff. So Leah helps me keep in that mode, and I certainly love her for that.
I'm sure you're ready for the cutaway, which inevitably will happen at a very emotional point in the game, I'm sure. So wear the waterproof mascara.
I know. But get you where I'm like, really? Are you just a few cameramen that I've got on my hit list?
Be ready. They'll always get you with your mouth open or something, Leanne. You know, talk about this time around for you and the family and Michael versus the 2013 time. I mean, is it feel different, feel the same? Is it the same buzz and excitement? I mean, what are some of the difference? Compare and contrast for us.
Well, I mean, I think there's major, major buzz around this Super Bowl anyway because it's the 50th anniversary. So The entire Super Bowl is kicked up a notch because of that. So that makes it extra special going into it. And then the fact that, you know, they're in the single person in the world preseason, which, you know, I think those preseason picks, I think they're all a bunch of stupid people anyway. But, you know, no one picked the Panthers. Nobody did. And the truth of the matter is that's made it really a lot of fun because, you know, you sit there and you went, we won one game and then two games and went, wow, you know, we're on a roll here. And then all of a sudden we're eight games into it and 11 games and 15. You know, so the whole season has just been very magical.
It's just been fairy tale.
One of those great unexpected things. And you know, those are the greatest things in life. You know, when you, like with the Ravens, you know, you kind of were maybe anticipating it could happen and you were kind of planning for it. And they're just kind of like, they were very regimented the way they did it. And then, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. And I'm like, oh, bull crap. And I mean, you know, we're heading with the Panthers going, oh my God, we're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, like everybody from the owners to the coaches is like, we're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's just everybody's excited. It's like that, you know, it's kind of like Red Rover, and when you're in elementary school and you break through the two biggest kids and, you know, you're just like overjoyed. It's that kind of, it's like Christmas. I told somebody the other day, it's, you know, Christmas is the best time of the year. And this this whole experience out here has got that Christmas vibe to it. It's just, it's really cool.
It is. And, you know, it's I mean, it's sort of like your family if has been through ups and downs, of course. And this is such an up that it just, it might not get any better than this. But then you think about, you know, your son's story and being placed in foster care at the age of 7 and not really having a lot of hope in life early on, and the story that has become familiar to us because of the movie and the book based, you know, loosely on your son. And now you look at him now and you think, you know, hey, he's been through so much. Is he able to enjoy the moment? Is he doing that? How is he reacting to all of this?
Michael is probably one of the most single focused people that you will ever meet. Mm-hmm. So he stays with his regiment this week. He's not, you know, doing anything much different than he always does. I mean, that's kind of who he is. I tell you, it's week to week in football. So, and he hasn't really done anything differently this week than what he normally does for, you know, preparing. And, you know, he's just a grinder. He's the first in, the last out. He studies hard. He takes it all in. So, you know, mm-hmm. he's been really nose to the grindstone this week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think he's tried to shut out a little all of the ancillary, you know, things going on behind him. But, you know, to see somebody said yesterday, said, you know, how will you beat the game? Will you be emotional?
And, right.
Yeah. You know, you'll be emotional because not
I heard you saying you'll be sobbing like a baby. Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll look like a blubbery way. I mean, it's just because you just the truth of the matter is that everybody in this world deserves a chance. Mm-hmm. And there's so many that don't get one. And Michael was down and out. He probably had as bad of upbringing as anybody that you could imagine. And he was just afforded the basic opportunities in life that you wish so many could. And look, you know, how he blossomed, and just from being told that he was loved and that mm-hmm. we think that you're valuable and that you know, you have a bright future in front of you. And look, he just has become a contributing member of society. He is the starting, you know, left tackle for the Carolina Panthers, protecting Cam Newton's blind side on Sunday. And
how ironic.
One gave him any, you know, he was just, you know, last year people just kind of wrote him off. And we just have to be very cognizant and careful about how we label people and how we view them. Because just because you think it doesn't mean that it's accurate. And I just, a lot of people had some misconceptions about Michael. And, you know, I'm just so proud of him for not giving in to them. You know, it's really easy to go, oh, yeah, well, maybe I am worthless. And, you know, people tell you something long enough and mm-hmm. you believe it. Mm-hmm. And thank God that, you know, we just are a family that just believes in getting up in the morning and going, you can do anything you want to do if you work hard. And we're behind you and we have your back and we support you and we love you. And, you know, look what happened. So it's, for me, it just means a lot of things. I hope it'll give his, I hope that when he comes on the field, that it gives people a pause to go, you know, I really might ought to check myself. And what am I doing to make a difference in someone's life? Have I caused someone to smile today? Or, you know, we all have the ability to make a difference in someone's life. It's just whether you choose to. And we don't think that this story's by accident. You know, you go into our driveway and the garage door goes up and there's a big sign across the back that says, we believe in miracles, because the story continues to offer hope and opportunity to people. And we think it will for years to come. And we just are so proud of Michael and that his story has been used really in a pretty powerful way.
Oh, no question.
Well,
no.
Leanne, that story is amazing, too, if you think back when Michael was a young man, a mm-hmm. boy, and he had been running away from a lot of places, right? I mean, I think you even found him after he was at your house. He had almost run away as well. Like, talk about how, like you said, you had to just show him love and show him stability that I guess he hadn't found in his life yet, right? I mean, that's why he had taken off so much from places he had lived.
Well, so many people, you know, when you try to get involved in someone's life that they've been kind of down and out, it's just human nature. We're all wired this way. If someone says they're not, they're just lying. You know, you always kind of go, well, what's in it for them, or what do they want from me? We always think there's an ulterior motive for something, and, well, like, they're really not going to come back. That they're just doing this for themselves. And, you know, we hear that all the time, and, of course, we don't care. I don't really care what anybody thinks about me. So it's just it's perfectly fine. But you know, you just have to, you can never give up. You just have to keep going and keep going and keep, you know, keep being there for someone and keep telling them that you love them. And just don't give up, because I think so many times we as individuals throw the towel in too early. And don't give up on someone, because they've got to realize that you're not going anywhere. And I think, you know, we just had to make, you know, Michael just kind of kept looking us from around the corner. He finally, it was like this, the light bulb went off, and he was like, these people love me for who I am. They're never going anywhere, whether I am a coach or a player or a taxi cab driver or the president of the United States. It doesn't matter. They're going to love me for who I am. And, you know, I think at that point, I mean, you know, we're talking about 16, 17 years old at that point. And he and Collins are 29 now. So Michael's, you know, we don't know life without Michael. And but there are Michaels everywhere. And so when you're working with these kids, whether it's in Boys and Girls Clubs or Big Brother, Big Sister, or your neighborhood, you know, shelter, whatever, wherever it is where you're working with someone, just because you walk in one time and make this grandiose entrance, well, I'm here and I'm going to save you. They're like, yeah, right. What do you want? You know, you just kind of have to keep moving the needle forward. And there's a lot of opportunities for all of us to make a difference. And it doesn't have to be as grandiose as adoption. But there's a lot of things that you can do to make a difference in someone's life.
It's a great message, and I think you're right. It is something that we probably see in our lives and wonder if we can make a difference. And obviously, you did make a big difference in a big way. And he worked hard for this too, no question about it. I saw him give an interview where he did talk about how a little bit of the movie's success and you know, The Blind Side being, you know, $300 million movie and he's talked about by so many people, put a little bit of pressure on him that when he was playing, he became discussed more, maybe even criticized more, or because he was such a high-profile player suddenly. How does that affect him?
That's put a lot. Yeah, you know, it's kind of died down now because he's been in the league, you know, this is year seven. So, you know, and the NFL refs are, you know, they're old as Methuselah, so they don't, you know, they've been around forever. They all know who he is. So a little of that is, but, yeah, I mean, it, you know, look, it's just like you and I. We're on a bus. Let's say we're riding a bus somewhere, and the bus has got 150 people on it, and Matthew McConaughey and President Obama are on there. Well, let me tell you, I'm not going to be watching anybody at all except President Obama and Matthew McConaughey because they're, you know.
I hear you there.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on, people. So, I mean, yeah, people, here's Michael Orr on the offensive line. I'm going to watch him, or the, you know, guy with the big belly next to him that I've never even heard of before. So, I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. And so I think that he got singled out more. He got focused on more when there's other people probably doing the same things that he was doing, but they're watching him. And that was, and then he'll, let's say he played a fantastic football game and, you know, did whatever percentages and things that they look at, and he just played the game of his life, and he's in a locker room trying to get ready, and the first thing some stupid reporter goes is, well, how do you think that the movie accurately portrayed you?
Right,
really?
Right. It's
that's
like
just a stupid question.
It,
you know,
follows him everywhere.
I would have anyone know what I'd have done. But anyway, so, I mean, it just, those kind of things are irritating to anyone.
Sure,
and
sure.
And then he probably said that at some point, multiple times, and then once again, some of these same stupid people just took that and ran with it. And that is the way of the world, of the media, and like I said earlier, we're okay by, I mean, it's like, when I first read that, I laughed out loud. I went, oh, that's so damn funny.
Yeah.
So, but it's okay. I mean, it's just, you know, that's what happens in the world. Michael totally gets it. I think I laughed the other day, one of the first days we were out here, somebody said his terse response. I went, oh, that's a good adjective. I'm going to use terse. I like that.
Because you didn't recognize that as being connected to him? He wouldn't talk in that way? Is that what you're pointing out?
No. He said, when somebody said something about the movie, they said Michael Orr's terse response was, I like the movie. And I'm sure that's exactly how he said it.
Right.
Because you just, because now they're continuing to beat that drum.
The
movie.
I see.
And so, no, he totally.
So that storyline kind of emerged in maybe an unfair way. He was responding to it and saying he liked the movie. So,
exactly.
You know,
and somebody singled it out. It was, I think it was preseason camp when the Panthers were in preseason football camp early on. But nevertheless, he totally understands. Collins, Michael, SJ, all three of the kids totally understand that the good of the movie so far outweighs the bad that if they don't like the way that they're quite depicted, it's fine. It's a movie that continues to touch a lot of people's lives in a lot of different ways and make a difference. And they understand that. And they're all three great stewards of the message.
Awesome. Well, we wish them the best of luck Sunday. And we'll be looking for you in the cutaways. I know your family is so proud. And we thank you for sharing your story. Your book, I should mention, your new book out, Turn Around, Reach Out, Give Back, and Get Moving. You talk about to whom much is given, much is expected, and giving back in America. So it's a beautiful beautiful message, and it's going to be a great game. So thank you for spending a little time with us.
Thank you, guys, and go Panthers.
Good luck.
Thanks, Leanne.